Every state has an insurance commissioner's office who monitors auto and health insurance company activities and ensures the laws and rules of the state are being followed. I wonder why ERISA is monitored at the federal level versus the state. If there was more oversight locally, I wonder if the outcomes from denied benefits would be less. In fact, many of these offices handle complaints against auto insurance companies by their insureds. So what kind of help can you expect from the Office of State Insurance Commissioner? Join me, Esther, today for a discussion on ways a state insurance commissioner helps insureds by calling 718-766-4385. Again, share your comments by dialing 718-766-4385. Thank you for being a part of today's show this March 1st, 2014. Unfortunately, in my opinion, lobbyists at the local, state, and federal levels may have too much of an impact on our political system. This is a good reason for citizens not to leave their fate in the hands of others. Everyone must keep a watchful eye. On what is going on in their community, state, and country as a whole. As many found out this last week when Arizona Governor vetoed a bill which would have allowed businesses to perhaps discriminate against a sector of our population. In fact, many of the other states had similar bills to pass. However, once it became known at a local, state, and country level, it became much more difficult to pass. And this is because the citizens stood up and said, what word? No. N-O spells no. We don't want it. It was vetoed. However, so many other important issues citizens don't become aware of and are passed without either the knowledge or consent. In fact, many activities happening today, such as another vote again on, you're not going to believe it, can you guess what it is? Obamacare. Next week, the Congress is going to actually have another vote on Obamacare. And I personally am sure passing an infrastructure bill to put people back to work or a food or housing bill would be more to the liking of the citizens. Therefore, balance your time between entertainment and the news. Otherwise, one day many of the rights you have could be changed. And the world we live in may not be the land of the free or the home of the brave, but a monopoly which leaves many people, and too many people, in poverty. I think we've already reached too high of a level, in my opinion. The good news is that, at least when it comes to some of the concerns of people injured in a car accident, each state does have an insurance commissioner. In fact, many should go out, I mean, that's you, go out and find out exactly who your insurance commissioner is, the people that they're working for, or is it lobbyists, or both? So is it the citizens they have an emphasis on? Is it the businesses? And who elects them? Because a lot of times that makes a decision. So from my perspective, this might be determined by who places them in office. In Washington State, for example, we vote on our insurance commissioner since 1947. It's a long time. So the people decide who their advocate is going to be. And personally, I believe that's very important. I thought after Deborah Sheen, who else could be for the people? I mean, I really hold her in such high esteem. She took on so many issues and addressed them and fought them so strongly for the people. In my opinion, it takes not only courage, but skill and knowledge to take on these insurance industries with their money, power, and social contacts. Today's insurance commissioner is Mike Kreider for Washington State. And from my review of Mr. Kreider, he also stands up for the rights of citizens, and yet he strikes a balance between businesses and his constituents. He's done a job well done from my perspective. Some businesses wanted to eliminate his positions. I don't know why that would come up in our legislature locally. This, in my opinion, would be one of the worst things to happen in Washington State. When the citizens lose an advocate in this position, there will be few controls to protect citizens from the insurance industry. And in my opinion, there aren't enough protection as there is now. They've got too much control and too much power, not only over the citizens, if you're a patient, whether you're auto insurance, whether you're a physician, whether you're an attorney, they have too much power to bring down the wrath, in quote unquote, of insurance companies from my perspective. So this would be actually one of the worst things to happen in Washington State is to eliminate the position of the Office of Insurance Commissioner. Like I said, there's just too many delays, denials, harassment, and intimidation for the injured without adequate help. So, by the way, the 214 car accident weekly planners are still available. So if you get in a car accident during the year, anytime, stop by and pick one up. Both having my book where in your car, there's a checklist on the back. You can add your information. So if you get involved in a car accident, you'll be able to pull out, document, and when you're asked questions, you'll have that information right there before you. So you can actually stop by. It's under Esther's Car Accident Help on eBay or my official car accident site, which is on Blogger. So you can spend time reading, watching, or listening for valuable accident wisdom, knowledge, and support. Today we will spend our time talking about the role of an insurance commissioner, how insurance commissioners can help you, and particularly about auto insurance. We will spend a little time with health insurance because typically if you're injured, your health insurance and auto insurance can sometimes go hand in hand, although typically most people have them paid out of two different companies. Being the best advocate for citizens, and also examples of the work that the insurance commissioner, at least in Washington State, does. So it's really important to go out and take a look if you're living in a different state, to go out and see who it is, what their record is again, and what they've done, and who elects them. Hopefully the people elect them. I think it's very difficult if the insurance industry and lobbyists are responsible for actually getting them into office, because that means that's going to put more pressure on them to do things that are not necessarily, from my perspective, in the best interest of your local citizens. Prospectively speaking, when an employer or auto insurance company has the ability to choose whether the benefits are distributed, there will always be what? A conflict. And where does that conflict come from? Those bottom lines, right? Well, I want my bottom line to look this way. We've got all these cases over here. So to me, that's just something that doesn't, to me, always turn out in the best interest of the insured. And when there is someone who can monitor and evaluate some of these conflicts, because most people who are injured, if their claims are being denied, delayed, harassment, intimidation, I mean, it would be actually, in my opinion, really nice to have one person that you actually went to that could resolve this, that you could share all the things that are going on and get some kind of assistance. In my opinion, too many people, first of all, don't have the resources to fight big money, and it costs a lot of money to fight them. They could keep things in court until your great-grandchildren were your age. And so there's just so many things just initially, in my opinion, that are barriers to entry into our justice system, which, from my perspective, isn't always a just system, poses a lot of problems for people who are injured in a car accident. We'll go on here. Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler in 2009 was presented with the Excellence in Consumer Advocacy, which makes it a bit confusing why our local legislators would try to end such a valuable position, which has been advocated for Washingtonians since 1947, right? Since 1947, we've elected an insurance commissioner. Why in the world would they want to get rid of someone who's doing such a great job, who's balancing citizens' requests and concerns with business or auto insurance companies or health insurance companies? Why would we want to disrupt that? I'm not sure about that. Perhaps it has to do with cutting auto and homeowner insurance rates by more than what? $310 million. As if, in my opinion, it's auto insurance or health insurance, their bottom lines aren't missing it because they're sure raking it in. But that really, in my opinion, is very helpful to the people in whom they've denied the benefits from, you know. Can you imagine what the difference this would be if it was also done with ERISA claims? If the people who were supposed to get the money from their auto insurance, or excuse me, their employer for disability benefits, can you imagine what a difference that would make if you were going to your insurance commissioner versus having to deal with an ERISA system that's already set up, in my opinion, against the insured? I personally believe that the employers did a heck of a job lobbying for ERISA because it doesn't, in my opinion, protect the injured enough. So perhaps that's the case. It sounds like something actually worth looking into, of being able to shift that from maybe the federal level to the state level, especially the way in which it's currently written. When looking at the list of Mr. Kreidler's accomplishments to help local citizens and serve his country, in my opinion, his job is one well worth keeping. I've been receiving updates on the commissioner's office for some time now, and it's nice to see how well Washington State citizens are being protected in the realm of his office. From my perspective, I am not as concerned with where a person places his allegiance, that is, as a Democrat or a Republican. I'd rather be more concerned with his or her content of character and decision-making, which adds value. When we have leaders more concerned with their own interests, eventually our society as a whole will crumble in character and in stature. My respect for Mr. Kreidler comes from reviewing his record with both insurers and insurers alike. He pulls no punches. I have reviewed, my review demonstrates his willingness to ensure the laws and rules are upheld in Washington State. See what the insurance company or see what your insurance commissioner in your state are doing. And now I do realize that offices are not created equal, and one must always be what? Your best advocate. Never forget to be your best advocate. Yet, if you find help, make sure to use it. It's important. And when they're doing a great job, let them know, because, in my opinion, it's not an easy position to hold and to do well. Some of the items listed on the Washington State Insurance Commissioner's site, which more than likely is similar to the one in your state, includes agents, brokerage, licensing and compliance, regulating and enforcing the laws and rules for insurance companies, advocates for consumer and citizens so they can file complaints or talk to an actual insurance expert in their office. So for Washington State, if you have a concern and you want to talk to someone in the insurance commissioner's office, you can dial 800-562-6900 about your concerns. Let me give you that number again. It's 800-562-6900. Also, if you have concerns about health insurance denials, you can contact them. And also, if you want to report fraud by individuals or corporations, they do have a unit that investigates that too. I'd like to take a moment and talk about fraud for a moment. Unfortunately, the tactics of intimidation is oftentimes exploited by making the injured or disabled afraid to come forward and claim their benefits because they do not want to be bullied. Let me repeat that. Because they don't want to be bullied or placed under surveillance by employers or insurance companies who are looking for ways not to pay their claims, in my opinion. So yes, they will bully you. Yes, they will put you under surveillance, okay? But that does not mean that they should pay out their benefits, okay? So do not get discouraged about this. When someone comes at you like that, don't give up and don't be intimidated, and stand up for your rights, stand up for your benefits, and make sure that you actually share your experiences with family and friends so that they know that that's not probably someone that they want to actually be with, okay? So you can also go out to my Facebook page on Talking About You with Estra, or Disability Counter Surveillance Facebook that I have. So it's just very important to know, when someone comes at you and tries to intimidate you, that you just don't stand for it. To me, that's just cruel, and it's really abuse when entire families are subjected to the abuses of a company's intimidation or surveillance practices, only, in my opinion, to get out of paying a claim. When the injured people are harassed, intimidated because of filing a claim, like I said, this is wrong, period. So you might actually be surprised by the number of people who share this type of bullying. One of the things that the reason why I personally call this abuse is because most of the time people feel so violated and they feel so shamed that they don't talk about it and they don't share. So it's just, in my opinion, there's a lot of people out there who've been denied benefits and have been abused by harassment, intimidation, delays, denials, and they just don't share it because they become so afraid of these companies with all their power and all their resources and all the social, social networks in which they have that can also help them to carry out some of these activities, in my opinion, is very harmful and abuse. And most people don't want to be subjected to any of those things, in which I can certainly understand. But I throw this back at you in the way of saying, if not you to stand up, then who? If you don't stand up and say, no more of this, this is wrong, just like the people of Arizona stood up and said, no, Governor, we don't want this. We need to stand up as people who've been harassed, intimidated, faced delays, denials from auto insurance companies or employers or long-term disability carriers and say, this is enough. We don't want it. Because as long as we put up with it, it will not change. The bottom lines will get bigger, and our destination to poverty will become a faster road to get there. From my perspective, it's easier to learn what your rights are and what you can do to protect them before running into problems. I found that one of the best ways to do this is to have the information handy before it's needed, right? When is it? Before it's needed. And this way it can be applied at the time required versus being led astray or making decisions not in your best interest. For example, if somebody tells you that they don't have to do anything and you've not read your policy, you can't say, well, I know you have to do X, Y, and Z because you haven't read it. You don't know what's in your policy. And so you can't just always take it the face value of what someone says. You have to be able to go back, read that boring policy. I know it's boring. They made it that way so you could fall asleep on it. If you can't stand reading it, the full thing at once, break it up so that every day maybe you read a paragraph or two until you get through it. Highlight the parts that are very important. Make sure that you read those fine prints and you know that when you talk to your auto insurance company, what the ground rules are, or your employer, because those employer benefit packages are exactly the same. They're all written not necessarily in your best interest. However, I do realize that when you're injured or you're sick, you don't have a lot of energy and it's a lot of effort for you most times to do anything. And this is another reason why it's better to research information ahead of time. The insurance commissioner's office can be helpful along with the review of your policy first, because they're going to ask you questions and they're trying to help you. And if the more information you can provide to them, the more helpful they can be. So don't hesitate to learn as much as possible from them. There you can find examples of what other insureds have experienced and how the insurance commissioner's staff can actually get information on what's going on with you, because it might be happening to other people with whatever company that you're with. The important thing to remember is there are answers to your questions, so continue to seek them out. But the insurance commissioner's office is another option that you have in seeking to get the information that you need, and also in some cases the support and action. Sometimes they do have the right to act as an advocate on your behalf in certain situations. the key is in all situations is that justice and doing the right thing occurs. Of course, we all know examples where this is not the case. Yet, in my opinion, if we all strive to place respect and dignity at the forefront versus greed and disrespect, when the scales of justice are recalibrated, and we definitely need to recalibrate those, the justice system, in my opinion, perhaps more individuals will once again believe in our justice system as a whole. While reading some of the issues addressed by the insurance commissioner's office, I felt some compassion for the auto insurance company. Many years ago, when I first came to Seattle, I was driving on one of the worst hills on Cherry Street in downtown Seattle. I barely tapped the car in front of me. An officer came to the scene, said there was no need to write it up because there was no damages to the cars or the drivers. A few months later, my insurance company was charged $25,000 for it. I am still livid about that, and this was decades ago. I felt taken advantage of and angry that my insurance company had to pay it out. Several years ago, after the event, a friend of mine and I were walking in the crosswalk when a car hit both of us with a personal injury attorney watching from across the street. The guy who hit us was terrified, but I started banging on his hood and he stopped before I was physically injured. The attorney asked if I wanted to file a claim, and I told him, no, thank you. I personally believe doing the right thing benefits us all. When I saw issues addressed by the commissioner's office that protected the rights of citizens and the rights of auto insurance companies, it was one of the few places I saw balance. Someone who remembers that doing the right things are important, that if we can recalibrate our society and justice system to recognize that we are all better off by thinking not only about ourselves, but the impact of our actions on others. Life perceptions and actions may move, let's hope, accordingly. Therefore, if you have concerns about whether your insurance company is following the rules and regulations stated in your policy, or they are refusing services or benefits, give them a call and see if the insurance commissioner's office can help. They're not attorneys, and what they can do sometimes is limited, but you can find out what the boundaries are in your case and make a decision how you want to proceed. Remember, no matter whom you're working with, that you must be what? Your best advocate. So be sure to ask questions. Worldviews and perceptions can vary greatly. Perhaps this is what contracts were made for in the first place. Hopefully, in the near future, they will contain more protections for the insured who do not typically write them up, but who suffer the consequences for not having a seat at the table upon their development. Until then, make sure to learn as much as you can about the situation and do your best to make it to your satisfaction. Again, you've always got options, including become an advocate for change to make it better for the next person. Check out the insurance commissioner's website in your state. Sharing your experience may help them to do their jobs and protect citizens more effectively. Over several months, I've seen where auto and health insurance companies have been fined for the inappropriate actions against the insured, agents and broker licenses revoked or suspended, all to protect Washington State citizens. The money received actually goes into the state's general fund, not the commissioner's office. And when commissioners make sure everyone is being protected, in my opinion, this demonstrates the willingness to do the right things even in difficult times. They tend to investigate consumer complaints, ensure health plans include local providers, review rate increases, and undertake any other activities on behalf of consumers. And that's actually from their website. You know, too many people today have lost faith in our systems because of integrity issues, in my opinion. And from my point of view, it began when companies started taking jobs abroad and started paying low wages. From my perspective, this took a lot of self-respect away from the American people, Yet premiums from insurance companies do not reflect these actions. They continue to increase in cost. Therefore, make sure you are with an auto insurance company that doesn't attempt to milk you dry on premium charges. Make sure that it's one that will pay out benefits if you're injured in a car accident. And if they don't pay, tell your family and friends, because they may actually have to, they may experience the same thing with that company. It's really about all of us being responsible and being our best advocates. In fact, if you've experienced this type of behavior from an employer or an insurance company, consider being an advocate, because in my opinion, the more people out there working to change a system that, in my opinion, does not always treat the injured fairly, the better. It really has to start with us taking care of ourselves, staying focused on what's important, and going back to the saying of treating others as we want to be treated. Yet, when an insurance commissioner isn't an advocate of the people who hears things such as this, quoting from the insurance commissioner's office, you'll see why we need commissioners as one of our best advocates. It says, quote, it says, Senate Bill 6464 is filed with rhetoric and empty promises. That's what Kreitler says. It leads consumers to believe they'll be able to buy old policies at the same price. This is simply untrue. Health insurers, if they choose to participate, would likely increase their rates, and the plans would only be available this year. And he's talking about that famous line from President Obama, if you wanted your insurance, your old insurance plan, you could keep it. But there's a lot more to be said about that from my perspective. And actually, the insurance commissioner breaks it down quite well. Let's see if I can go through this a little bit here. He actually says that he says, allowing cross-state sales would be even more harmful to consumers. We debate this issue before. Washington consumers enjoy protections we've worked years to establish and wouldn't want to turn their complaints over to states with fewer protections, end quote. I need to stop there for a minute. And that's what we see from the insurance companies. They want to go where they can do whatever they want to whoever they want with few protections. But when you have an insurance commissioner that is an advocate for the people of their state, they can stop that from happening. And from my, in my opinion, Washington State has been a state in currently and in previous years to be able to do that, to protect many of the concerns of their citizens. In fact, I would like them to have more abilities to protect us, because I still believe that there's a large segment of people who are not protected and face, like I keep going saying, the delays, denials, harassment, and intimidation practices of not only auto insurance companies but also employers. And the amazing thing about it is that they put some of this in their policies. We can do these things to you. That makes it okay. Who makes it okay for whom? It doesn't make it okay for the people they're doing it to. It's not. It actually, to me, breaks, you know, the Fourth Amendment. Our privacy is violated. There's, to me, a lot of things not quite right about this. And I hope someday soon, preferably, that this changes, because there's just too much of that out there. So let me go on here. I'm just going to read this short part. It says, Mr. Kreitler sets the record straight. It says, as of December 31st, 2012, there were 290,000 people in the individual health insurance market. By the end of September 2013, the number had dropped to 278,000. This is the third year in a row that the enrollment in individual markets dropped, a trend that started well before the Affordable Care Act took effect. And I think that they don't talk about that a lot. According to Kreitler, most of the people who dropped their coverage did so because of double-digit rate increases and shrinking benefits. Can I say that really, really loud? Especially in this election year that's coming up and they're talking a whole lot of nonsense out there. Let me repeat that for you. According to Kreitler, Most people who dropped their coverage did so because of what? Double-digit rate increases on their premiums. We're going to take more money because our bottom lines aren't big enough yet. That's me adding that, by the way. And shrinking benefits. Okay, so we want more money from you, but we're going to give you less, right? Sounds just like our work environment most times, right? We're going to work more than 40 hours. Sounds like today a lot of people want people to go to 12 hours, but we're going to pay you less, okay? So and until individuals stand up and say, what is going on here? Have these companies lost their mind up in here? You give them everything, they still want more, they give you less, in my opinion. That's not going to work. That has to stop. That's why a good insurance commissioner can help balance the playing field. If individuals don't have any resources, they don't have anybody pulling for them, what are they going to do? You know, how are they going to defend themselves? How are they going to protect themselves? All by paying these companies premiums every single month, year, and sometime even for decades. I'm just going to close up. There's a lot more I had here today, but I'm going to close up. I'm going to put in a couple more here. I'd like to take a moment and highlight a couple other things on the insurance commissioner's office website. It says, quote, over the past 12 years, Kreidler has issued more than $15 million in fines for violations of Washington's insurance laws. Now, in my opinion, would this have happened without an insurance commissioner? Probably not. Okay. It says, the fines totaled $2,033 and $2 million, I can't even count today. This is a $2 million plus violation, charging customers for coverage they never agreed to, charging unapproved rates, allowing unlicensed staffers to sell policies, and failing to register with the state. And in my opinion, if there was no insurance commissioner, would that be found out? Probably not. Okay, so there's a lot of things the insurance commissioner is looking for and monitoring, which the average citizen needs to take place on their behalf. Let me see here. I guess I'll read this last quote here. It says, too many people, not knowing they have the right to appeal, end up settling for the answer no. I've got to repeat that again. Because insurance companies and employers are very good at saying no, right? And when they say no, they don't say it like, you know, someone with no power. They have a lot of power. They're not just saying no. They're saying no with power, money, resources behind them. So that's not a light no when they tell the average person who doesn't have these things that they're not going to help them, even though they're supposed to, in my opinion. So let me go on. It says, too many people, not knowing they have the right to appeal, end up settling for the answer no, said State Insurance Commissioner Mike Kreidler. But if you're not getting a critical treatment or a company is rejecting bills, you should definitely consider filing an appeal. It takes some work, but consumers often win, end quote. I need to say that. It says it takes some work, but when you're sick and when you're injured and you're having a difficult time getting through each day, the effort overwhelms way too many people. We just can't let that happen anymore. We need to change ERISA. We need to put more things in place that help people to get moving beyond this. We really need to hold these companies accountable. I know we can do this. We work together. Thanks so much for being a part of today's show. I've really enjoyed talking with you today. I want to give an extended thank you to Audacity, InternetArchives.org, and the musicians that also are part of this show today. There's also an auto accident settlement survey that is ready for you to be able to take. It's really simple. It's easy. You can find it on my Facebook of Talking About You with Esther or at Esther's Radio Show on Twitter. I'll look for the hashtag Esther's Accident Surveys. Also, if you know someone who doesn't have health care right now, remember to tell them that March 31st is the deadline to sign up for the Affordable Care Act. For more information on the Washington State Insurance Commissioner, Mike Kreidler, and your rights, make sure that you go out to their website. It's insurance.wa.gov. And you can also call their Insurance Consumer Heartline at 800-562-6900. Let me give you that number again. It's 800-562-6900. Let's meet back here next Saturday, same time, same place. No matter what you're going through, remember to keep your head up and never give up. The information contained on Talking About You with Estra is not all-inclusive in assisting individuals in discerning information related to a car accident. Individuals seeking specifics on their case should seek professional assistance. The First Amendment of free speech has allowed Estra's radio show and Estra's TV to state her opinions in addition to her guests and callers, which reflect life experiences. Talking About You with Estra is in no way liable for misuse of the material. For more information, contact Sunlight Publishing, LLC, P.O. Box 69082, Seattle, Washington, 98168. Thank you.